Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This episode of Robin's Podcast is sponsored by Sensible Portions. Sensible Portions garden veggie straws are deliciously crunchy, a better-for-you snack that the whole family is going to love. Sensible Portions garden veggie straws have a flavor for every taste, like fiery, spicy, screaming hot, whoa, or tangy, zesty ranch. And they've just launched two new flavors, barbecue and sour cream and onion. Sensible Portions garden veggie straws have a light and airy texture, and get this, they have 30% less fat than leading potato chips, so you can snack both sensible and delicious. It's a perfect on-the-go snack for kids to take back to school. And Sensible Portions has also come out with a new product, Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Puffs, which are baked and never fried. It's a perfect poppable snack, and it comes in three delicious flavors, a white cheddar, sour cream and onion, and screaming hot. Ah! No artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors. That's Sensible Portions. So head on over to Amazon.com/Sensible Portions to try Sensible Portions garden veggie straws and new garden veggie puffs. That's Amazon.com/Sensible Portions. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here with our Survivor exit interview. And today we're going to talk to a guy who came very close to making my winner pick here on Survivor. It's JD, who was voted out. J.D. Robinson, he was the latest member voted out of the Ua tribe. And we will talk to him on the latest exit interview. Everybody is buzzing about what a great episode of Survivor it was this week. A big departure from a lot of the not great feedback I had seen on social media about last week's episode. So a nice bounce back episode, even if it came at the expense of having J.D. on the show. I talked about it all last night with Stephen Fishpack on the Survivor Know-It-Alls up at robhasawebsite.com. Later on today, we are going to be chatting with the winner of Survivor Micronesia. We are going to be talking with Parvati Shallow. Maybe she has a thing or two to say about JD giving up his extra vote to Shan. Possibly. We will find out when I talk with Parvati later on today. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, robhasawebsite.com/subscribe, to make sure you don't miss an episode of Rob Has a Podcast. Plus, I will also be checking in with Survivor Vanuatu's Rory Freeman also this week, and Reem Daly will join me. So if you have questions for them, send in your questions, robhasawebsite.com/survivor questions or robhasawebsite.com/voicemail. And then any more questions, you can ask them on the Patron Feedback Show at robinswebsite.com/patron on Monday night, where I will talk with LaTanya Starks. I see that we have JD on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. JD, are you there?
Oh my gosh, I'm talking to Rob Sesternino.
Oh my God, I'm talking to JD. So cool. I can't believe
it. Podcast, by the way, just want to say that. I name dropped you guys.
Yes. Thank you, JD. Thank you, JD. In all seriousness, I know how much of a dream it was for you to get out there. It was so hard to see you go home last night. How are you processing all of this?
It does suck, you know, like, because I lived it, and I remember going back to Ponderosa, and I remember looking at myself in the mirror, like, wanting to cry but not being able to. Because, like, I love Survivor. I wanted to see everything that this season had to offer. You know, I know the fans don't love the advantages, but I set it out there. Like, I want to get every single one. Like, I wanted to play the game. And so it does suck watching it back, but it's okay because, I mean, Chan made a great move. It was an amazing move. It's going to go down in Survivor history. And so that's all I can be thankful for, is that I'll be in Survivor history.
Well, JD, I just want to tell you, I thought you did a really great job out there, and I had a lot of fun watching you in the season.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a little scared to see what David Bloomberg has to say about why I lost.
Look, it doesn't change anything, no matter what he says. So, look, you did a great job, and you played hard, and that's what we love to see. I want to know a little bit, were there any warning signs looking back that Shan had lost her trust in you?
You can kind of tell when people are a little bit hesitant to talk to you. Because, like, on those first couple of days on the beach, I'd be like, hey, let's go talk. And people would be like, oh, yeah, like, let's go. Or they would want me to come with them. But after I got caught with my extra vote, people were a lot more hesitant when I was like, hey, do you want to go talk? They'd be like, it was kind of like pulling teeth almost. And so that was a huge red flag for me. It was like, I knew I was in trouble. And then that's why I had that heart-to-heart with Jan that night. Brad goes home, and I'm like, I'll give you my extra vote, like, because I care about you and all that. And so, yeah, there's so many red flags, but... You know, there's really no other option that I had.
JD, how big of a deal was it that Shan and Ricard found out that you had that extra vote?
That was a huge deal. I made so many mistakes. That's probably the biggest one that I made, was getting caught with my pants down, which I can't blame anybody but myself for. But, definitely contributed to me getting voted out. That's when I lost a lot of trust. I don't know if I was guaranteed their third anyway, but that was pretty troublesome. So yes.
JD, can you help us understand how that happened? It seemed like on the TV show, you are just walking back and that it seems like very obvious that the paper is sticking out.
Yes. Gosh. I went down to the beach, took a poop, was grabbing my extra vote because I had buried it.
Yes.
Because we were about to go to a challenge. It was either we were about to go to a challenge or we were about to go to tribal. But they were also doing some confessionals down there. So I was like trying to put on my clothes, and they were like, hey. You know, put on your clothes. Like, you can't, you gotta go up there. And I was like, can I put on my clothes first? And they're like, go up there. And so that's why I don't have a shirt on when I walk up
you
there.
You got
rushed. Clover in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, it's definitely my fault. Like, there was so much opportunity where I could have like looked down and seen my pants and like seen the extra vote sticking out. It's just, it was a lack of, you know, being aware. It's a lack of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. I mean, I wanted to put my shirt on, though, so they wouldn't have seen it with my shirt on.
So I want to know from you that if you had not given Shan your extra vote, do you think that that would have changed anything?
The night I go home, if I don't give Shan my extra vote, I still go home.
Yeah.
I believe it was. You know, it kind of looks like Jeannie was wanting to do Ricard, or like they were wanting to do Jeannie. I knew that I was the target because the night before that challenge, when Brad goes home, I'm laying in on the bamboo shelter. They all think I'm sleeping, and I hear Jeannie at the fire with Ricard talking about how Brad has the idol. Like, Brad had the idol. Why did we vote him out? We should have voted JD. And like, Ricard's like, it's okay. Like, we could just do JD next. So, like, I knew that I was the target. Like, I knew I was the target. That's why I tried to flip the game with Jeannie. I wanted to get rid of Ricard with Jeannie. But Jeannie didn't want to do that. And so the only option I had was to try to get Shan, who was the ringleader of everything, like, try to get her to trust me. And so it was a bad move, but I don't think it was as bad as people think.
So you would have played your extra vote and voted with Jeannie if Jeannie would have agreed to that?
100%. I wanted to do that more than anything. Like, that would have put me in a position of power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want to work with Ricard and Schumer. I worked with them out of necessity. Like, I wanted to work with Brad the most. You know what I mean? But Brad turned on me after that first tribal council. And I wanted to flip the game with Brad and Gene. I was like, we can take control of this game. Like, you, me, and Gene, we can flip it on Ricard and Shan, who are running the show right now. But it was like they didn't want to. They wanted to get me out instead. Even though I was loyal to Brad, Brad wanted to turn on me and work with the people who wanted him out at that first tribal council. And so it just, a lot of it was, there was not much I could do other than cater to Shan. Other than kiss their, like, I wanted to, I was kissing their butts until I could get out of it. And so, I wanted to flip it. I wanted to flip it so bad.
JD, how tense was it after the tribal council where Brad got voted out? We saw a little bit of the discussion between Shan and Ricard and Jeannie.
It was a lot worse.
Oh.
Jeannie came in there throwing stuff, and, like, people probably screamed at each other for, like, an hour, like, Ricard screamed at Jeannie for a little bit. Jeannie screamed at me for a little bit. And then Shan and Jeannie went back and forth and back and forth until Shan brought up. I think Shan got so fed up that she made a bit of a mistake in telling people that Brad was actually her number one. Because after that, you see my confessional. I'm like, this chick is like, I want to get her out of the game. Like, she's playing me right now. And so it was really bad. But even after that, for a while, I was like, this has to be Gene, right? Like, it's so obviously Gene, but it didn't seem to go that way.
Did you have any idea that Brad was saying secret phrases to try to get his idol turned on when he started talking about broccoli at the challenge? Was that just a weird moment for you?
Yeah, I mean, I did not, I won't lie, I did not pick up on the butterflies. I did not pick up on the broccoli. I was just like, Brad says a lot of weird stuff anyway. So I was like, oh, okay. This must be some Wyoming thing or something. I didn't even catch on to it. But then after I had heard Jeannie tell Ricard that Brad had the idol and we voted him out with it, I was like, now things are starting to make more sense, you know? Also, the red flag that only one vote for JD, really. Like, I was like, Brad must not have a vote. And so I kind of put that together while I was out there.
Going back to Jeannie, you mentioned about how everybody was fighting with Jeannie after the Brad Tribal Council. Had you seen anything that was implying that Jeannie had, like, worked her way back into the good graces with Shannon Ricard?
Yeah, so the biggest tell was Jeannie and Shan went in the water and they talked for so long. They talked for like at least an hour in the water, like just sitting there. Meanwhile, I was hunting for the idol. but yeah, they talked for so long there. And then the other tell was they were all up while they thought I was sleeping, but I wasn't sleeping. And they were all talking about me. You know what I mean? Like, they were talking about Brad and they were talking about me. And so I knew that Jeannie was still worshiping Shan and Ricard. Like, I knew that that was still happening. And I was trying to convince her so bad that, like, I was like, they're beating us right now. You know what I mean? Like, let's flip it. Like, either one of us can go home at this tribal council. Let's flip it. But it didn't happen. So,
going back to last week, did you know that Brad had snuck out of the camp?
I did not. That was actually, that's why you see my reaction is completely authentic when Shan says that. I'm like, wow. And you even hear me say, I'm like, damn, Brad. Like, okay, Brad. Like, that was, because we all thought, like, I legitimately thought, like, what is this dude doing? Like, Brad did not want to strategize. Brad would always be at camp. And I'm like, what is this guy thinking right now? But to hear that he had an idol, he had a steal a vote, I was like, Brad, you're freaking awesome. Like, why didn't you play with me is my question. But, I did not know Brad snuck out of the camp.
I know you did a ton of preparation to go out and be on Survivor, but I love to ask players about, like, what's the thing that you could tell future players that they should be doing to get ready to go play?
Gosh, you know, I'm actually under maybe a minority and thinking there's not much that you can do to prepare for Survivor. I even don't think that it's a super great idea to cram Survivor, you know, because like I've watched the show my whole life, but then crammed before we went out there. And that didn't do me much good. You know, I had the super fan syndrome and I couldn't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I get that.
The best advice I can give people who want to play the game is don't be scared. Don't be scared at all. Like fear is a healthy emotion, but fear stops you from doing things you should. And anxiety makes you do things you shouldn't. And so you have to play fearless. Like Sierra Easton said, you have to play fearless out there. And so that's the biggest advice I can give to future players is don't be scared to make that move. Don't be scared to jump off that boat. Just play, man. Like, you're out there.
JD, we saw you do some impressions last week. We heard you do Reem. We heard you do Woo. Do you have any other Survivor impressions that you do?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I did almost every Survivor player out there. Yeah, we even had a mock tribal council where I was doing an impression of Xander, and like Ricard was being Tiffany, and it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually the night Brad snuck off also. He wasn't there. You know, he was like, I think I'll sleep in the shelter, or I think I'll sleep in the wall. You know, like that was Brad. And so, yeah, I mean, I did a ton of impressions out there. Woo is my favorite though. I love Woo.
Have you been in touch with Woo since the season has gone on?
I mean, Woo has like posted me on a story, which I'm like, oh my gosh, I love you, Woo. And so that's about the extent of it. I definitely plan on talking to him now, though.
Yeah.
He's freaking amazing. Like, he's a great guy, a great role model for kids. And like, he was a role model for me when I was younger. And yeah, he's an awesome dude. So definitely.
Will you ever use the phrase money again?
You know, I didn't think it was that big a deal, really. Just like everybody kind of shouts stuff when they're doing the challenge, and people act like me saying money was the reason we lost. I'm like, Ken, you couldn't land a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people being like, he should have said tribal? I'm the only one doing any work in the challenge.
Yeah.
And so I think money will be actually my new catchphrase.
Okay.
If I go back, I'm just going to be saying money.
Yeah. This time I'm taking home the money.
Yes, that's exactly what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, JD, I just want to say again, it was a real treat to get to watch you on the show, and you played hard. You brought so much enthusiasm and energy to the show, and I think that you made a really positive impact on Survivor, and it was really wonderful to get to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Now, and you do a lot for the Survivor community as well. So
thank you, JD.
Because you're a big part of my life too, Rob.
JD, anytime you want to come back and talk some Survivor, just hit me up, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You take care, buddy, all right?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right, there you have it, JD. And just really nice to talk to him, that you really can tell the passion that he has for Survivor, and you know, how excited he was to be there. And, you know, I'm sure he must be very disappointed to have the experience not go exactly the way he wanted it to go. But, you know, really, you know, happy for him that he, you know, got to live out that Survivor adventure here. And he said on the show last week, even, Tribal Council, he said, you know, even if, you know, my adventure doesn't last as long as I wanted it to last, you know, it was still great that he got to get out there. And, you know, it was really fun to get to watch him play and to get to talk to him today. All right. So this Survivor exit interview was sponsored by our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com, and save some money. All right. So next up here, we are getting ready for What a Thrill to talk to the great Parvati Shallow. I've got that coming up later on this afternoon. If you have questions you'd like to have us ask Parvati, of course, you can send those in. robswebsite.com/survivor questions. And then getting ready to talk to Rory, getting ready to talk to Reem. So it's going to be a jam-packed week of Survivor. And then, of course, if you are somebody who's like, okay, well, you know, my cup is full on Survivor, Rob. What else do you have? This weekend, Rob and Akiva need a podcast coming back. And I could tell you that on Nothing But Netflix, Chappelle and I have reached our decision for the week. And we're going to be tackling something that people asked us to talk about for a couple of weeks now. We're going to take a look at the Great British Bake Off. Kurt Clark is going to join us. People have been asking for some coverage of that. It's on Netflix. We'll be talking about it on the latest episode of Nothing But Netflix. So go ahead and check that out. And of course, if you are a fan of The Real Housewives, check out what Maggie Morgan and Jacob Jones are talking about on our brand new Real Housewives Rehap Up, where you can check out The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City coverage. You can subscribe to that podcast when you go to robswebsite.com/housewivespodcast. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work, but you know it's easy bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com and get a quote and see what you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.